Welcome to the TPS 5 for the week of May 18th through the 22nd. TPS 5 is a weekly recap of the latest in marketing, communications, and digital healthcare news, as curated by the expert hosts at the Touchpoint Media Network. To learn more about Touchpoint Media, visit us online at touchpoint.health. Our lead story this week is from healthleaders.com and is called Two-thirds of hospitals execs predict full-year revenue slide 15% because of the pandemic. According to a survey by the Healthcare Financial Management Association, nearly two-thirds of hospital executives expect full-year revenues will decline by at least 15% due to the COVID-19 outbreak. An additional 20% of executives expect revenues to decline by more than 30% year over year. Half of the respondents to the survey stated that it will more than likely take through the end of 2020, or even longer, for their health system's elective procedure volumes to rise back to pre-pandemic levels. And only 3% of CFOs indicated that the federal government stimulus funding will be able to cover costs related to COVID-19. As a result of the financial pressures on provider organizations, nearly 30% of those surveyed said the coronavirus outbreak has increased the likelihood that their organization pursues a merger or a new partnership. David Burick, partner and payer provider consulting leader at Guidehouse, a financial consulting firm, indicates a more active mergers and acquisitions market may not result in more transactions, but rather a move by health systems towards growing service lines, given the importance of elective surgeries and outpatient procedures to the bottom line. "You can expect the competition to move heavily on down that road," Burick said. "That might be the easiest way for organizations to grow, rather than the older model of call us when you're ready to merge and we'll figure it out." The survey also reinforced that hospitals and health systems will be offering more telehealth services than before the outbreak. Nearly 70% of health systems will be using telehealth at least 5 times more than before the pandemic. Two-thirds of health systems executives anticipate service line strategies involving telehealth will be the key revenue generator moving forward. And another 57% pointed to revenue cycle improvement with telehealth strategies. Burick indicates that some organizations can turn on the switch and make it happen a lot more readily than other organizations that thought they were big enough and thought they were virtual enough. Of course, for folks who were struggling before, there isn't much in this that's going to position them better. Health systems are also looking to manage historically high expenses in a potential second or third wave of the pandemic. Over 3/4 of respondents said their organizations were focused on addressing labor costs via furloughs, layoffs, hiring freezes, reducing hours, and/or contract labor. In addition, over 75% stated that they would focus on capital expenditures, including a reduction in new and existing constructions, acquisitions of high-cost medical equipment, and technology. Almost 70% of the respondents are reviewing their purchase services, specifically at canceling or negotiating contracts and co-management agreements. Looking forward, the pandemic has implications for on-site employment and where workers will be in this new normal. Only 20% of executives expect their employees to return to work primarily on-site, and over 1 in 5 executives have already instituted additional work-from-home options for their organizations. You can read the full story in our show notes. And now, other headlines from this week. Patient Engagement's HIT article, "CMS Star Ratings May Be Enhanced by Patient Consumer Reviews," indicates that while some of the CMS star ratings match consumer reviews, new research indicates patient ratings can add actionable content to these online tools. The study, published by JAMA Network Open, looked at CMS star ratings for nearly 10,000 nursing homes from the last quarter of 2016 and the first 3 quarters of 2017. eConsultancy.com featured an article entitled, "How Will Google's New Features for Business Impact Search Marketing After the COVID-19 Crisis?" As businesses search for ways to reach their new customers through purely digital channels, Google wants to position itself as essential to their online operations. You can read more about the various tools that they're offering through the link in the show notes. Fast Company's article entitled "From Now On, Every Company Must Become a Digital Health Company" explains how the pandemic shows that businesses must take on a new responsibility for the health of their employees and their customers. This article also features a to-do list that every business should follow to get started. And lastly, be sure to listen to Touchpoint Media's newest podcast, The New Normal: Conversations About Future of Healthcare. Episode 7 featured a conversation with Tom Heilman about what long-term changes the COVID-19 crisis will have on an individual's mindset in society. You can find links to all of these articles and podcasts in the show notes. And that's it for this week's TPS 5. If you like the latest in healthcare news and want it in a readable format delivered to your inbox, be sure to subscribe to our e-newsletter, The TPS Report, which you can sign up for on the Touchpoint Media website at touchpoint.health. Have a safe Memorial Day weekend, and talk to you next week.